Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, do I have a treat for you. Normally on the Wednesday podcast, you get to hear from one Organize 365 audience member about the transformation that has happened in their home since they started listening to the podcasts and following along with Organize 365 and are making lasting organizational progress in their life. But this February, we have a special treat. Oh my goodness. Are you thinking about joining us for Embrace? I have a real hard time putting into words what Embrace is. I guess the easiest way to say it is, I guess it's a personal development conference. It's just girlfriends getting together for a couple of days and really taking the time to think about what do we want? Like, what do we want in our homes? What do we want in our organization? What do we want in our future? What do we want? And when we don't take some time away to just really think about that, it's hard to decide, and we just keep going on our hamster wheel. This year, Embrace is going to be virtual for everyone. It will be the last weekend in June, and I want you to listen in and hear about the different ahas and transformations that happened last year during our virtual retreat the first time we did it virtually. Embrace includes a nice little bundle of surprises that we send to your house that you get to use along with our virtual conference. And we break you out into small Zoom breakout rooms, and you will be in the same breakout room the entire conference. So you will make 8 to 10 really close friends during Embrace, as well as being in the large conference room with me and getting your surprise goodies mailed to you. And yes, we're shipping them internationally, straight from Cincinnati to wherever you live, not through a broker. You can find out more by going to the Organize 365 website and clicking on the Events tab. But for now, grab a cup of coffee or a nice steaming hot tea and listen in as your fellow Organize 365 friends share their Embrace breakthroughs. Stacy W., would you like to share?
I'm in my storage room, so that is why the piles are behind me. We don't have a garage, so garage is behind me in my little, but I do have an area to do stuff, so but not the best background. I should have gone with the earth. I just want to again thank you and your team for keeping it and doing the virtual aspect, because again, I wouldn't have been able to come either. And so I was one of the people that was kind of happy that you went virtual, because that means I can attend. So I was excited about that. And then I also, I struggled. I'm a 7 Enneagram, which means home is not good. I have, if I'm at home, I'm giving too many things to my husband, too many ideas that we could be doing. So that drives him nuts. But my whole world kind of crashed when COVID happened, because my business that pays all our bills crashed. It's a vacation rental business. So I had to immediately dive into there and kind of abandon all of my organization business, which I was just ready to dive in and do. And so I wallowed for quite a while, and I think wallowing's important. I think you have to own the being upset and sad and the loss of things that, you know, seem somewhat not that big of a deal when you hear of people with loss of life and all that, but, you know, kind of dreams not going the way I wanted to. And then I kind of started to embrace my life where I am. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up on that future that we don't live right here. And I, like you said earlier, and a day ago, it seems like 6 weeks we've been doing this because I'm tired, the West Coast. But I do think just embracing where you are and, you know, caretakers, I know you're stuck in homes and taking all that read. If you don't have little kids, I have so much reading I want to do, and there's just no time to read. So trying to when the whole COVID thing happened, I'm like, okay, instead of wallowing, why don't I read? Because I can do that. And so just trying to really, even just one tiny little bit, and it might be the tiniest little thing, but grab hope to that and say, you know what? Right now in my season, I can do this, and I have control over this one thing, and I can do it. because life is hard right now for all of us, it seems like. So anyways, I just want to thank you all. It was a fun group thing. I love the breakout. I literally think you should do the planning sessions like this with the breakout groups.
All right. I will work on that. I will work on that. I, you know, life is hard. I do think life is hard and harder for everyone now than it used to be. So if your life was hard before COVID, it is exponentially harder now. But I do not think life is easy for anyone at this point. So it's hard to find people around you that you can grab onto, because it's like we're all in the lifeboats right now and trying to figure out what to do next. So just, I think it's okay to articulate that. Life is hard. Like we could say, life is hard. Doesn't mean that we're not going to keep moving forward, but we could just agree. Life right now is hard. Ellen S., did you want to share?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I'm going to get weepy. You've been so helpful. And I want to thank Charlotte. I'm here in New York City. I work on the subway and bus system and the railroad. And we've lost, I think the last count was 134 bus operators, subway drivers, and foremen. Charlotte coming in and being one of the nurses that rescued New York. They were remarkable. And there have been days where I call them look at your feet days, where it's like, oh, I just have to look at my feet and like get back in line. And what I do when I look at my feet up, it's just put one foot in front of the other. I turn you on, Lisa, to listen to stability. And like the organizing thing gets my head in the here and now space back home, my family. And the more organized I feel like we are in this, the better my headspace is. Mm-hmm. And so you keep getting me back on track when some days are harder, and because it's at every age. I also could not have participated at all as much as I wanted to. And I wanted to drive across Pennsylvania into Ohio with all my papers. Like I've had these dreams that I haven't been able to do. So thank you for carrying through with putting it online and putting it online during such a hard time. Because like you say, the moving from a hug to a screen, that's really hard. But your blanket made it that much better. Your thoughtful gifts and your team working through all of this so we could come together has meant so much to me. And I think what Embrace has meant to me has been giving me the space that I, you know, asked my family, you know, if I could come and we're out of New York, and I'm back in New York today to this weekend to do this. And it's given me the space to think clearly all the things you've brought up. Last night I was writing, and I'm writing, you know, through the talks and everything that has helped clear my head a lot. So you give, the journaling stuff is so helpful. And you gave us the link to the Life Coach School, Brooke Castillo.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to her five things last night, circumstance thoughts, and that helped me put myself in a better place, in a way to think about all these things. My daughter's went through all this bullying. She's in a specialized school. We had to leave that school and go to another school that she loves, but getting her to that school in the fall is going to be super hard because of all these things. And Bridget, I love that you were in my group, and Fonda and all the others. I love group 10. And that you and Lisa know about high school homeschooling. In between at lunch, I was like Googling best homeschools. How do you do homeschool in high school? What do the colleges think about this? And so I am one of those people out here struggling to figure out what's best for my daughter as we try and sort it all out. So Lisa, thank you so much. Thank your team. And thank you all of you people that came to this Embrace. It's a really special space.
Oh, and Ellen, like you just put so much in perspective for all of us as we're thinking, oh, how am I going to entertain a 2-year-old that much longer? Or what am I going to do with this inconvenience? And you just ground us in the unbelievable amount of loss that has already happened in New York City. And we know there will be more cities in the United States and all over the world that will be experiencing that tremendous amount of loss and stress. And as these big major cities get hit with these waves. We know that's going to be a truth. It's very sobering to hear you talk. And so thank you for sharing to help us get perspective, you know, on those days where we're like, yeah, I'm not going to get into politics, but whether I want to or don't wear a mask, I do when I go into a store because it's not about me. You know, everything isn't about us. And if you can think about others, if that's one thing we keep coming back to, if you could think about others on your street that have a different situation that you have, that you can help. As soon as you start helping someone else, your situation, your problems just don't seem as big as they did when you're just focused on yourself and your problems. So Ellen, oh my goodness, thank you so much for sharing. Jamie S.
Hey Lisa and everyone. I'm glad to be here. This is my first embrace and I was looking forward to doing a road trip. My husband and my son were going to come with me and kind of hang out and we were just going to have a good time. But I am grateful for this virtual platform also. I still don't really know why I came to Embrace other than I just keep buying your stuff. I don't know. But what I will say is you had us think about the words that we say. And that really dug kind of deep to me. I was tired yesterday. I didn't go back and journal. I went home. I went to my couch and took a nap. But what it made me think about process was all of those past messages that have been weighing me down, those words, and put on top of that, all of the messages that we've gotten with COVID, because it has been a very traumatic time. And then the school closings, and my son is 8th grade, and he didn't get a graduation, and seniors didn't get graduations, and all of those things. And the unknown made me really realize that the words that I have been saying to myself for quite some time, if I think about it, have not been positive. They've been very negative. And this weekend gave me space to really think about that. It gave me time to really remember who I am, because the messages around, and I will say, and this is not a political, this is just real, even the messages around the social injustices going on, that has been very difficult, you know, for my husband and trying to explain that to my son. So this weekend gave me a chance to really sit back, think about things, and really remember who I am and not what labels other people want to put on me. It made me think about the purpose. And I love that you talked about your purposes could be big, it could be small, because I think many times we think we have to, or at least I think that I have to do something big and not necessarily. Your words helped me to change my thoughts. And I'm praying that the thoughts that I change will help change other people in whatever direction I need to go. But I have appreciated this space just to have time and think about it. And I appreciate all the ladies that have shared. I like people, they're cool, but you know, listening to some of these testimonies, yeah, y'all kind of got me. I mean, my eye sweats have been kind of working and I felt this emotional thing going on and I'm like, ooh, these ladies are amazing. And so I am grateful. I am truly grateful that you allowed this group of women to come and be able to share, be vulnerable, and just glean from each other. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I think that is what, you know, we as women, we are relational creatures. We just are. We're just relational creatures. And I think it has been really hard. We're in a horrible political year. We're always in a horrible political year. Are you kidding me? This is America. We can argue over anything. And then you add in the fear of COVID, and then you add in the not really knowing what to say with the racial tension that has been going on. And to be able to have 150 women come on, and pretty much all except for 10 are on in every single session, and sharing their hearts and their, and realizing we have so much more that is similar than is dissimilar, that our hearts are for our families, that we want to help, that we want to be positive, that we want to move forward, and to be able to talk amongst all, you know, multiple cultures, generations, genders, all of these things. It just gives us hope, doesn't it? It gives us hope that maybe everything isn't what we're reading in our Facebook feed or on the front of the newspaper. Maybe we still are the good people that we were back in January. We are just coming into new revelations of all kinds of things about how we affect people in so many different ways. And that if we could just come together and spend some time together, I haven't had any one-on-one conversations in all of 2020 that have been anything except positive and uplifting and enlightening. And it is that. It is coming together as people. So thank you so much, Jamie Lynn, for sharing and for all this coming together. We have a few more people that want to share. This is obviously going to be broken into multiple podcasts. Kirsten H., do you want to share?
Yes, hello. I'm Kirsten. I'm from Germany. I would have come to the Embrace Conference. I almost bought my plane tickets, but then the whole pandemic thing hit, so that didn't happen. And I'm so glad that you made it virtual, because I really needed this. So, Jesus, I can relate to you in so many things. I am a foster mom to a very special, almost 16-year-old, and she is struggling with developmental problems. So whenever you talk about your children, I can so relate, and it gives me so much hope to see, because your children are a bit older than my daughter is, and I have so much hope. I don't have the blanket because the post service didn't make it in time. So I told your customer service, which is the best, that I, whenever it arrives, I will have my second Embrace Conference, because I can do it all again, and I will have all the memories again. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a really big hug in that blanket. So I want to encourage everybody, even if you are from, I don't know where, I don't care how many miles you need to fly, do it. It is really worth it. Our group was amazing. The people in there were amazing. We had such amazing talks, and it was really great. So because of the time change, it's almost 9 o'clock p.m. So I didn't get to review anything yesterday evening. And this morning I was still so tired. So I think I will take the next few weeks and do all the exercises and everything again. But what really helped me was really to look at what I want to do for the summer and which memories I want to make with our daughter, as long as she is with us. We have hopefully 4 more years left before she will leave our house. So it's only 4 more years. I'm like, what? We had 10 wonderful years up to now. But yeah, I will really concentrate on making memories instead of cleaning or organizing or anything else. So thank you for everything. You are in my ear almost daily. The problem is I have nobody to talk to and say, my friend Lisa says, because nobody in Germany understands my friend Lisa. So yeah, it was so great to talk to people who also have my friend Lisa as her friends. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, I'm going to try to be as diverse and inclusive as I can. I only speak English fluently. I've tried to learn many other languages. My brain does not work that way. I am fluent in one other language, which is sarcasm, which actually was my first language. English is my second language. So I'm not going to learn German. I'm not going to say I'm not going to come to Germany. So if you can find people in Germany who know English, then they can know your friend Lisa, and then we'll come to Germany. I want to go, you guys. I want to go to all of the places. So thank you so much, Kirsten, for joining us. Yeah, I see that we need the virtual and the in-person. I see that we're going to need both. I'm working on it.
And whenever the book tour will happen, and I absolutely am sure it will happen, and you come to the UK, I will come over because that is only an hour flight and not a 15-hour flight.
Total deal. Will you be able to get a book from the UK? Because I don't know if they're going to sell the books in Germany.
Yes, they do. They sell the book and they sell the Kindle version. And I hope and pray that they will sell the Audible version. Up until now, not, but I hope they will do that because I would love to listen to you.
Well, maybe it'll take just longer to get the Audible version. The UK version is going to release on the same day as the US and Canadian version, which it does not always happen, but it is going to happen together. And so they anglicized the book for the UK, but I know, do Canadians have anglicized English or do they have their own Canadian English? See how little I know? Somebody's going to have to explain this to me. For those of you in Canada, you're just getting the American version of the book. That's what you're getting. Ryan, are you ready? Do you have a hat on is the question.
Dang it, Lisa.
No hats the entire conference.
I mean, Ryan. I'm 50 now. I mean, you know, maybe I grew out of that. I don't know.
No,
Lisa.
No, it's not a thing. It's not, nope. That is not a thing you grow out of, Ryan.
Oh my goodness. This has been a little bit like when you put your name in for karaoke and you don't know when they're going to say your name.
Yes.
So each time you've gone to a new person, I've been coordinating children, putting away groceries, and anyway, I've moved to a completely new location now, so I can pour my heart out. Nobody around here can make fun of me. So first of all, I want to say how much I miss dancing with you, lady. That is the one thing, I mean, other than the hugs, I miss the dancing. Anyway, and so my love language is not gifts, but I've enjoyed all the gifts so much. But my love language, I wasn't going to cry. This card, I mean, it's just a 4x6 or whatever. You couldn't have said more beautiful words to me. And that means so much to me. And I've known you a short time and I've only seen you a handful of times, but obviously that does not mean a thing because you said such beautiful words. It might be one of the nicest cards anyone has ever written to me. So thank you. And lastly, I want to say that both my group has just been amazing. And I just feel like you have given me a breath of fresh air. I felt really stuck being at home with boys who just don't get it. And as an intuitive, like this day after day after day thing is just very difficult. I felt very stuck. And you have just given me a whole new round of ideas. And I'm very motivated to continue fighting the good fight of getting this life back on track together and hearing all your words, everyone's words. We are, people were saying in the chat, how similar we are and that we're all just fighting from our hearts and are going to get ourselves back to a better place. And thank you, fearless leader and dream team. And let's keep going. Thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Ryan. Thank you so much. Melissa P., our newest certified organizer and all paper retreat trained person who called and begged us, please open up the thing.
I did.
You did.
Very lucky to get in at the last minute. This is my first conference, of course, because I'm so new here, but it won't be my last one. And I thank you for and your team for setting it up in the virtual way, because I wouldn't have even considered coming to Ohio, even though Ohio and Pennsylvania are neighbors. I'm all the way on the other side and you're all the way on the other side. So thank you for that. I found the Sunday basket last year and I was so excited. How did I never hear of this wonderful tool? Made one up myself using things I had. And then, you know, I had this year-long plan to kind of become certified by the end of the year, and being quarantined just kind of changed all that. My third child moved out last summer. We actually moved her across the country on a road trip to Colorado, my baby girl. And I like lost my identity. I didn't know who I was if I wasn't, you know, a full-time mom anymore. I do have a full-time job, but that's not who I am. So my kids were like, oh, you know, you should be an organizer. You should try this. Like, why don't you do this? You have time. You don't have to worry about us anymore. So I literally have watched every video, every podcast Lisa's done, I quote you all the time, mostly to my kids because they're the ones listening. And I'm constantly talking about my friend Lisa Woodruff said this, and my friend Lisa Woodruff said this. And, you know, Julie's like, Mom, does she even know who you are? And I said, not yet, but she will. And so we actually drove in the middle of the quarantine to visit her. She's in Denver all by herself. She's 22 and she's been there a year, and now she's stuck in an apartment working from her apartment during this quarantine. So I was really worried about her. So my husband and I got in the car one day and just drove, like, in, it's a 25-hour drive. We made it, glad we did. And while we were there, Lisa, that's when I recorded the video about the Sunday basket and how I'm on the wait list to be a certified organizer. And on the way back, we drove by this, we were on 80, and I said to my husband, hey, that is Culver's. My friend Lisa Woodruff is always talking about their onion rings. Can we stop? And so we did. And so with Culver's onion rings, which I'll send you. But my daughter called me last night and she wanted to hear how this conference went. What are you talking about? How did your friend Lisa Woodruff's conference go? I was like, oh my gosh, let me tell you. We were on for hours FaceTiming. And she said, Mom, I'm so happy to see you, so excited about something so amazing. You know, she didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was more like Lauren said, about organizing, which it wasn't really. But I have to tell you my aha moment. I was telling my group 10, best group ever. My aha moment was when you were talking about the monkey bars. And I could never do the monkey bars when I was a kid. I just didn't have the arm strength. But when you were talking about that, how, you know, you have the energy to go through the monkey bars and you have to let go of the one behind you to grab the next one out in front. And if you stop too long, you're going to lose your momentum and you won't be able to pick it up. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is totally what my life has been like this past year. So I want to thank you again, you and your team. I've never been involved with a company that was so well put together and worked so well together. And it's been a pleasure meeting them all, and they've just been awesome. You guys are indeed doing incredible work and changing lives every day. So thank you, and thank you for all the gifts.
Oh my goodness, Melissa, thank you. When I mentioned when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of friends. As a matter of fact, I remember being in fourth grade. I had moved from public school into a Catholic school, and they literally made a club against me. Like, I'm not even making it up. They actually had a club where no one was going to be Lisa's friend. And so here I'm, a fourth grade girl, and I come home and my mom's sitting in the rocking chair she rocked me in when I was a baby. That was my great grandmother's rocking chair. And I remember just sitting in my mom's arms, crying forever about how I didn't have any friends. No one liked me. They even had a club against me. I was never going to have any friends. And she said, Lisa, these girls are just like, you're just thinking too much and you're talking too much, and they don't understand you yet. But when you are an adult, you will find your friends and you will have so many friends. And look, she was right. I have so many friends. You're all my friends. And that's why when you say you don't know me or you don't know that we're friends. No. I know that we're friends. If you're on the email list and you're in the Facebook group and you make a comment, I know that we are friends. So I so cherish your friendship. Thank you so much. All right, Elizabeth B., I think this is going to be the last one.
Okay, I don't like talking, but hello. I like you all, so I'll make an exception. I might cry, even though I don't really feel super emotional. I cry a lot. I found Organize 365 like a year, maybe 2 months, a year and 2 months ago, I think. And like a lot of people, I had been looking for something that worked. And just, I kept looking. I'd find somebody, I'd think like, this is gonna be the one. This one's gonna fix things. If I just keep trying. And it might last a day, it might last a week, but I'd always fall off the bandwagon. And had I known this one was gonna stick, I would have gone all access that first day, but that's okay. So I got the Sunday basket. Like 2 months later, I started 100 days. And then a few months later, I went all access. And then I went to the paper retreat in January. And then I signed up to be an organizer in February. So really, really took the plunge there. But I think that this combines so much. It combines, you know, everything, every sort of habit that I'm trying to foster and to tackle. But it also, the community that everybody's spoken about, and the fact that there, you know, many people are coming from a similar place of, I've tried it, and just finally finding something that really works. So thank you.
You are so welcome, Elizabeth. And oh my gosh, if you were following me on Instagram, Elizabeth has Nyla, isn't it Nyla, right? Yes. In the purple puffy coat, this little dog had a purple puffy coat that he wore for the paper organizing retreat because she came up in the winter months. So if you're live now and you look down in her little square, there's Nyla. Nyla's been there for the whole entire Embrace conference, I'm sure, enjoying right along with us. Yes, the Organize 365 dog. You know, a lot of people have dogs. I've seen them coming in and out of some of your screens. Most of the Organize 365 team has dogs as well. So thank you so much for sharing all of your thoughts. I always leave at least an hour for that, and then the ability for that to go long, which obviously went 2 hours this time. We'll break that up into multiple Wednesday podcast so for people can hear what you had to say. And I think it's so important, you know, there's so many similarities in everything that was shared, right? Like, and after you were done sharing, when someone else shared, I saw people nodding going, yes, I felt that way too, or the comments you're making over on the side, like, oh, I felt that way too. I just think a lot of us need more friends. We just need more friends. People that we could just be open and honest and transparent with and ourselves and not worry about being perfect and not worry about being judged or trying to hold it all together or be an example, but just be in community with each other. And I think that's what we get over this weekend. So thank you so much for sharing. We're